I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, friend. How are you today? Jared and I did something that we do not normally do last weekend, and that is we went out of town.
That's kind of anticlimactic. Yeah, truth.
Well, it's true, right?
Up here.
No, it's the real truth, friends. We went out of town, and I feel like the amount of work it takes just to go out of town
may not be worth it.
Sometimes, yeah, I'm not so sure if it's worth it when you have like 40 animals. And our normal caretaker was also out of town, which did not put me in a very happy place. So we found another amazing family to come care for the animals. But just the logistics. You can go out of town, friends. I just don't recommend it.
Once
just
every
kidding.
10 years.
Just kidding. So anyways, no, yes, all jokes aside, we went out of town for the weekend to Florida, and it was a little bit last minute that I decided to go. Jared had to go for something, and so we thought, should we fly? Should we drive? And then it was like, well, let's drive. And of course, Ava was coming with us, and over the last 3 years, since she was born, with the pandemic and all the things that happened, there was not as much travel. This poor little child has not traveled that much, really. We have taken 2 trips to Florida, I think, with her prior to this trip, and she was not potty trained yet when we did those trips.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And then she did 1 plane ride. So that was this year. So really the extent of her traveling is being in the car for 15 minutes and that's about it. So we decided, no, it's no problem. We're going to drive to Florida. How many hours is it supposed to be?
6.5.
Maybe 7.
Okay.
Like 7-ish to Orlando from where we are. That's, you know, good, no traffic, good weather, you know. So at the most, tops 8.5. You know, you're going to stop to, you know, do what you need to do, eat, whatever, right?
Drum roll, please.
Okay. So we started the trip. We were from our house to the highway is about 10 minutes. We got on the highway and she said, I have to pee. And I was like, okay. Really? You sure? Yep, she had to pee. Now, I was feeling like super prepared, right? I brought her little portable toilet. I had toilet paper. I had trash bags. I had whatever we needed so we could just stop, pee, and go, right? Okay, no problem. She peed. Great. Here we go again.
No problem.
No joke. 45 minutes later. Pee, pee. I'm like, okay. What is happening right now?
Let's keep this going.
It happened 10 times, friends. 10.
Diez en español.
10 times. And here's the thing. I've never really done a trip with her for this long. So I didn't really know, does she really have to go? Does she really not have to go?
Well, I think we started asking that like 6 or 7 times in, like, okay, is the joke on us? Is
yeah,
this a funny game?
But honestly, every time she was going to the bathroom, and it's not like she was drinking liquid the entire drive. So I was just like blown away. So we are not exaggerating. We left at around 10 a.m. from where we live, and we got to where we were going at 9:30.
No exaggerating.
Calculate the amount of hours. That is, it took us about 4 to 5 more hours than it should have taken us to get there. 4 hours more. Legit.
A few hours in, the moaning, no, what's the word? Well, yeah.
Groaning?
Like murmuring. That's right. Groaning. Murmuring and complaining. That kicked in for me, and I'm like, we're never doing this again.
I know. I think we both kind of had like this moment of like, what is happening? Like, how? And I didn't want her to feel like, no, you have to hold it in and make her feel bad about it, because she's done so great being potty trained. She's not had accidents. She's really done. And so I didn't want it to be like a traumatic experience going on a long road trip, because, you know, we might do it again, which actually not ever again. No, not kidding. So Yeah. It took us like 10, 11 hours. And we did it. Yay. It was good. Fine. On the way back, we said, we are smarter than this.
We're smarter than this.
We're going to break it up, mm-hmm. right? That's we're not going to do it in one day. We're gonna do a few things. We're going to drive like 4 hours, stay that night, and then drive back the next day. So that seemed like a super good plan.
Yeah.
And it, in essence, did work better, except this time.
Little wrinkle.
Jared got lost.
Yep. I'm taking the GPS route and listening to every word my phone is saying. And then I'm like, Daytona Beach. Are we that close? Daytona Beach is a beach. It's not in Orlando. It's not in North Central Florida.
We're not supposed to be near the water.
What's happening right now? And then I'm thinking in my mind, well, should we stop at Daytona Beach? I mean, we're by the beach. Why are we by the beach? And then I realize I need to check the map. And I think it had somehow avoided freeways for a little while. It had avoided, what else did it avoid? Tolls.
Roads.
Till we are headed to Jacksonville.
Oh.
And then back into Georgia. It was like, avoid North Florida route.
So on the way home, I sat in the backs. On the way there, I sat in the front. On the way home, I sat in the back seat next to Ava, next to her high, not her high chair, her car seat. And so I wasn't even paying attention to the road. And all of a sudden, Jared's like, small problem. We took a little detour. And so we decided, while on our detour, why not stop at the beach and take a look?
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually, you know, the trip did not have a beach planned. And so it was actually really nice to be able to see the ocean. I feel like there's always this sense of like feeling really connected to, for me, nature and God when you're near the ocean. I don't know if it's the wind or the salt or the whatever, the air. And Ava really loved it. She was like literally ecstatic that she was in the water and playing. So that ended up being really nice. So we had left like 4 p.m. or something on Sunday. And then by the time we did all that, stayed at the beach, did everything, the next day headed back home. We didn't get home till like 6 p.m. the next day.
That's so true.
So we basically drove for 2.5 days for 2 days in Florida. We drove as much as our quote-unquote vacation. But I think throughout it, there's something that happens a few times in life or in your daily activities. And it happens to me when I'm on a long road trip or on an airplane. And that is when you have to somewhat be, you know, stuck in a certain place for a certain amount of time. You do have a little more time to like think and ponder and just like sit still, which is really not something I ever do. And since we were in the car for so long, there was a lot of time to talk and to think about things and ideas and to plan out things and, you know, all of these things, which we honestly would not have had it if we had gone a faster way.
That's true.
So, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, totally.
So to turn a negative, what we would have probably felt as a negative, because we were a little grumbly, into a positive, it ended up being not so bad.
Yeah, that's true. And I think when you're doing something a little bit mindless, it opens up some creative space.
Did you feel creative during our drive?
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
I did. So I had some things I had to work on and come up with ideas for. And so I had my computer and I was typing up things. And Jared's really good at, is the term bantering ideas?
Yeah.
Back and forth?
I'm a banterer.
Okay. Jared likes to banter. So we bantered ideas back and forth. And yeah, it just makes you feel like, okay, well, we would have never at home been sitting for 10 hours next to each other on the couch. Isn't that funny when you think of it that way? Like, would you ever sit at home for that amount of time?
All right, this is real. See ya.
I know. It's like wild. Like, oh, no way. So yeah.
But there is something to it. Doing something totally different. I think being out of your regular space, seeing different things, think you get inspired by different, I don't know, just
like you need a change of pace sometimes.
Yeah.
A change of scene. I think
change
maybe that's
of scene.
The thing.
I think that's the deal.
Yeah. Change of scene. Like, cause in your daily life, you're so in like a rut or a routine. I mean, I feel like that for me, it's like a very similar thing every day.
Well, and so many of us are behind a screen all day. It's like, oh,
sure.
It's just nice to not be behind a screen.
Yeah. So I think it was good for us. It was good for Ava to experience this trip. We did have a little heart-to-heart, Jared and I, that we might not ever take a road trip again.
Yeah, that was our last road trip, so we enjoyed it.
One that would take us that long.
That's
I could do for sure.
We'll still go to the grocery store.
Because for us, that is a road trip, folks. It's not 5 minutes away, let me tell you. Funny. It's not a hop and a skip down the road. It's a little hike. It's a, what's the term? Like a... Where you throw
country
a
mile,
yeah, skip. yeah, something like that, yeah. So, I tell you, but it was nice to come back home and grateful for those that helped us take care of our animals and the farm while we were gone. And it's wild for me to think that it is August already. I feel like the summer completely flew by. Everyone in Georgia here has already started school, so just a whole different time. It was nice to take a little, trip. So if you ever get the opportunity to change your scenery or do something different, or just have a moment to think and sit still for a couple hours or more, it'll probably do you good in the long run. I think it did us good. And
we hadn't done it in a while, so it definitely was like
a long while. Yeah, just to do something. Oh my. All right, well, make sure you always bring the portable toilet, folks.
Oh my.
Very important. Very, very important if you have little ones. It did save us time. I will say, should we not have had that, Jared, it would have taken us 14 hours to get to Florida because sometimes we just stopped right on the side of the road. We would have had to go to a place off an exit every time.
Well, that's true.
That would have been
way to look at the bright side.
That would have been wild. So we made the most positive experience out of it we could have. So there we go, folks. That's where we're at. So thank you for listening. I hope that gave you some inspiration of some sort. And we will be back next week for more.
Happy driving.